Being Green is proudly sponsored by Pick and Pay, committed to a sustainable future.
Yeah, hi, from me, JR. You've probably glimpsed on TV news, like me, the odd scenes of people on the streets of Beijing hurrying along, many with surgical-looking masks, and the murky, fog-like smog of vapour that hangs in the air, through which the high-rise buildings loom, and the street lights just seem to emphasise the gloom of midday. Over the last few weeks of grim midwinter in China, things really came to a head, and hospitals in Beijing and other nearby cities were under pressure. Over 1 million pulmonary-related deaths have been reported officially, which the Chinese government is forced to reluctantly admit. There have been sterling efforts, though, by the Chinese authorities to address the air pollution, and things are humming. Cynics, of course, will say too little, too late. But experts are approvingly surprised at the measures announced by the government. There are, after all, over 1,000 million citizens. Just think about that. Ouch. In the 13th five-year plan, and all communist magisteria, if I can use that word, are politically based on the five-year plan, there are sweeping changes ahead for energy policy and the electricity generation sector of energy in particular, huge growth in renewables, wind and solar, and phasing out of coal-fired power stations. No new coal power plants will be built, but like South Africa, China is heavily into coal-based generation, and it's expensive to decommission and shut them down. But it is happening at an increasing rate. That's at least a start. But about 30% of severe photochemical air pollution is due to vehicle exhaust emissions, and the five-year plan is apparently a bit hazy on that, as the lifeblood of the humongous economy would be under threat if too stringent regulations are brought in suddenly. That the electric car is a reality, and plans to produce electric vehicles on a huge scale are well underway. And China is a global player. Apart from its domestic investments, the spend on foreign development is huge. As 2017 begins, China is poised to leap ahead of the United States on clean energy, to become the most important player in the global market. Last year, China increased its foreign investment in renewables by 60% to reach a record $32 billion, according to a new report from the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, IEFA, and we'll put the website up on our webpage. This includes 11 new overseas investment deals worth more than $1 billion each. Despite what President-elect Donald Trump may say, the U.S. will find itself swept up in these new energy deals and may well be not always swept up, but swept aside. Added to that, China and the USA are not always rivals, as is so often portrayed by the media. There are a number of USA-China co-projects in parts of the world, as the USA and China find themselves partners in clean energy deals with public-private partnerships. Commenting on the energy landscape in the journal Science, outgoing President Barack Obama said, "It's unlikely that American power companies will switch back to coal, regardless of Mr. Trump's plans to boost coal production." Trump has also said he wants the U.S. to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement, but President Obama says this would see the U.S. lose its seat at the table. The president's views appeared in a policy forum article in the highly regarded research journal. The science editors believe it's the first time that a sitting president has written such a feature. In the article, the president argues that a massive scientific record shows that climate change is real and cannot be ignored. Mr. Obama says that U.S. businesses have increasingly seen the financial benefits from cutting carbon through greater energy efficiency. The trend towards a low-carbon economy is now irreversible. He points to the fact that between 2008 and 2015, the U.S. economy grew by 10%, while emissions of carbon dioxide fell by almost the same amount. So there. Will the future be clearer, especially in the megacity Beijing? China hopes, and the world watches.
This edition of Being Green was proudly sponsored by Pick and Pay, committed to a sustainable future. Reducing environmental impact while increasing efficiencies is a key focus of Pick and Pay's supply chain. The massive Longmeadow and Philippi distribution centers are of the greenest in the world. Pick and Pay is committed to minimizing its environmental impact by decreasing carbon emissions and improving energy and water efficiency. More distribution centers are planned, and they will help reduce supply chain costs so that we can pass lower prices on to you. Pick n Pay is committed to a sustainable future.